come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we're coming at you guys with my pick of September, and that is Triple X from 2002.
Not gonna lie, I totally forgot about this movie. This movie existed. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disappointing. So obviously you haven't watched it in a very long time then.
Yeah. Very, very long time. Yeah.
It's been a minute for me too,
like,
but
grade 9 maybe, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are we? That's like over 20 years ago probably. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, I used to watch this a lot as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I used to love it, but we'll see what our thoughts are on it now that we're film aficionados and but before, actually we're recording a few days later than we normally do. We both had a wedding this past weekend and it was a little crazy, so here we are on a Monday rather than a Friday.
Yep.
But anyways, before we talk about this movie, let's hop into our box office news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a non-alcoholic Corona.
Nice.
Yeah.
I almost went with water tonight because I got very drunk two nights over the weekend. But our friend Johnny showed me this Sortilege. Can't really see the label.
Okay.
But it's a maple whiskey.
Hmm.
And he was like, oh, you got to try it. And I said, okay, I will buy it. And it's very good. I had just like a little taste of it the other night.
Nice. But
yeah, it's very maple-y. Very nice. It's good.
Kid.
Recommend. What have you watched since we last spoke?
Let me see.
I'm looking at my list right now. We both have one movie that we've watched.
When did we last?
Yellow Brick Road.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ, man.
Okay.
You're going down pages.
Yeah. Kind of like I go through all these. Kind of these are all like rewatches. Watched Abigail, which I know you also watched. Pretty good movie. I had fun with it. Acting was great. The antagonist was scary and creepy, and yeah, it's a fun time. I've also been knocking off my collections on Letterboxd. So watched The Godfather Part 3. That was the first time watch for me. It's okay.
Nice.
It's all right. Men in Black 3, Little Fockers. Then I've been on a can't even fucking say his name. Justin. What the fuck?
Actor, director.
Actor from fucking.
Justin Long?
Yeah, Justin Long. I don't know why I blanked on that. So I watched a few of his movies he's been in. Strange Wilderness, which I used to think was the funniest movie in the world, and then I watched it for the first time in like 20 years, and yeah, it's not hold up that well.
Not great.
Possessor, we were on with Horror Cafe, so go check that out whenever it drops.
Yep.
Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story.
Such a great movie.
That was a first watch for me.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
It was fucking great.
Yeah.
Justin Long's cameo in it was like perfect.
I don't remember his cameo in it.
He played, I believe, John Lennon from the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Alvin and the Chipmunks, because apparently Justin Long is a voice in that. Fucking terrible movie. I don't know how I'm gonna get through the other ones, but yeah. And then Beetlejuice was on at the hotel and watched Happy Gilmore randomly. So
You
yeah.
watched Beetlejuice at the hotel as well?
Yeah, remember we were texting about it and you're like,
Oh yeah, that's right.
yeah, my choices are Beetlejuice, I don't know,
And
Pawn Stars or something. Yeah.
the fucking Paralympics.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right. You forgot to mention a movie, but we both watched Terror at Bloodfart Lake.
Yeah.
This movie's so bad, but it's so fucking good at the same time. It is like it knows what it's doing. It's very very aware of itself. But honestly, such a funny fucking movie.
It's ridiculous.
Definitely recommend watching it.
Yeah.
I also watched Abigail, like you said. I loved that movie, man. Like, I think Alicia Weir is going to be an absolute star. She was incredible in this movie. One of the best child acting movies I've seen. I thought she was so good.
Yeah.
And then I watched Saludos Amigos, which is part of my Disney watch.
Oh, okay.
I don't
Never
recommend.
heard of it.
It's not great, and it's very questionable, controversial.
Is it like a full movie or like a short?
I think it was like an hour,
Okay, it's not
but
too bad
it's
then.
yeah, it's basically the Disney team paying homage, I guess, to like Latino culture,
Okay.
but they do it in a very, very questionable way. I mean, yeah, it was made in 1942, so you can kind of probably
Yeah.
guess where I'm getting at. Oh no. My score for Triple X didn't exit. Oh well.
All good.
Yeah, Possessor, same as you, and Beetlejuice, also same as you.
Nice.
My buddy from work went and saw Beetlejuice, and he said he didn't like it, but I've been seeing a lot of people saying that it's very good.
Yeah.
So
Interesting.
I don't know if I trust him. What do we have next? Oh, box office. So one of the positives of recording on a Monday is we have a very updated weekend domestic chart.
Nice.
In fifth place, It Ends With Us is still making money. 3.7 million. It's got a total domestic of 141 now. In fourth place, Alien Romulus made 3.9. Got a total of 90, 97.2. Reagan, which I'm assuming is about Ronald Reagan. Oh, it's Dennis Quaid. I think I did see this. But yeah, it's in third with, sorry, 4.8 million. Deadpool and Wolverine, 7 million in second place, for a total of 613.8.
Jeez.
Yeah, and that's just domestic. And in first place, we have Beetlejuice in its opening weekend, making $111 million.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Too shabby.
Twisters dropped out. Yeah, Blink Twice. I've seen some people are watching that one.
Oh, that's a Channing
Channing
Tatum.
Tatum, yeah.
I didn't know that he was engaged to Zoe Kravitz.
I didn't know that either. I saw
Yeah.
that picture though. I see The Crow on here in 13th place with 130,000 total domestic gross, 9.2 million.
Jeez.
Wow. That's rough.
Yeah.
Anyways, 74Ks.
Yes, sir.
Sidebar, Deadpool and Wolverine is almost caught up to Inside Out 2 domestically.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Inside Out is at 651.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Inside Out 2,
Oh, nice.
Steelbook comes out. I feel like that is very quick.
That was very quick. It's still in theaters. Like,
Yeah. Some movie called Kill, which
looks kind of cool.
looks very interesting just based on that.
Yeah.
We got The Antichrist, not the one that we know.
No.
Zoltan, Hound of Dracula, Wind River, great fucking movie.
I've never seen that. I've heard it's
Oh
good,
man,
though.
so good. Tremors 2, Aftershocks.
Nice.
Batman 10 film collection.
That's kind of cool.
Is that?
All animated.
It's all animated. Okay. Nice. Fucking expensive. Horizon and American Saga, Chapter 1. Same thing. Creepshow, Steelbook.
Sick.
The Stepfather. The Strangers. Knuckles. Richard Pryor. Random. And All of Us Strangers. Criterion.
Some good ones.
So, pretty big week for
Yeah.
4Ks.
That Batman one's fucking ridiculous.
That is,
$223.
yeah.
That's
That's the US too.
yeah, holy shit. No, thank you. Okay. All right. Ready to talk about this movie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Triple X from 2002. This is not your father's porno. Starting off with the synopsis, the US government recruits extreme sports athlete Xander Cage to infiltrate a Russian criminal ring, which is plotting the destruction of the world. Absolutely ridiculous plot line.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call him an athlete. He's
No.
criminal.
Yeah, like an extreme sports criminal.
Yeah.
This was directed by Rob Cohen, who did Dragon, the Bruce Lee story, which is wild to me.
Okay.
He also did Dragonheart, The Fast and the Furious, first one, The Skulls, Stealth, and Alex Cross. He does have another one coming out. I forgot to check what it was, though. Swear to God, if it's just like a fucking music video or something, I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah, he has five directing upcoming projects.
Oh, five?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought I only saw one.
Those producer credits was one.
Speed Hunters. I'm only seeing one for directing
Oh,
on
really?
IMDb.
I'm not director. It says upcoming projects five.
Oh, weird. Yeah, I'm
Like,
only seeing Speed Hunters. Odd. But yeah, I don't know. He's got a pretty decent resume. I like a lot of those movies. The cast, obviously, we have Vin Diesel playing Xander Cage. We have Asia Argento. I always thought her name was Asia, but IMDb corrected me pretty quickly. She played Yelena, and she is Dario Argento's daughter.
I was just about to ask that.
So pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you know that Dario's wife is named Daria?
Did not know.
Dario and Daria. Samuel L. Jackson played Agent Gibbons, and Martin Sokas played Yorgi. We have a shit ton of honorable mentions in this movie. So I will let you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, okay, well, I know one you're gonna say, another one. But I swear to God, I don't know if this is true, but at the beginning of the movie, was there a bunch of like professional skateboarders or athletes in it? Because one of them was Matt Hoffman.
Yeah.
I
Matt
recognize
Hoffman, he
him.
talked to at the party.
Yes. Mike Valerie, I forgot how to say his name. He was one of the
Cameraman.
cameramen.
Yeah.
I see Tony Hawk, but I don't remember seeing him at all.
So Tony Hawk, Rick Thorne, and Carrie Hart were the guys that were in the car that caught X whenever he came down on the parachute right at the beginning.
I did not even recognize
I
Tony.
know he looked different.
Yeah, Jason Ellis. Yeah. But yeah, there was a couple other ones, which I'll let you go ahead.
We have Eve in here very quickly.
Yep.
She played one of Xander Cage's friends, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Trejo is in this.
Very, very small part.
Yeah. And lastly, I have Rammstein, just
because
I have to.
Yeah.
Such a sick scene, man. I wish I would have went and saw them when they came to Ottawa. I'm so pissed that I didn't.
I didn't expect that at all.
No. So good. Rob Cohen actually directed one of their music videos too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, lot of extreme sports athletes in this movie, like legitimate ones.
Yeah.
Very briefly, but pretty cool still.
Yeah.
All right. Did you have anyone else to add, or is that it?
No, that was it.
That's it. All right. Let's kick off this movie discussion.
Do it.
So
this.
Sorry. What? Nothing. No. Sorry.
So this is a very, very 2000s movie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you get any more 2000s. You got fucking extreme sports happening. Well, first off, it shows basically the story of what kind of is going on. So there is some sort of agent that is in Russia or Germany or somewhere in Europe, and he is trying to get away from these gang members, and he has this kind of device on him. And he's in this club, and fucking Rammstein is there and doing a full concert. There's flamethrowers going on, and he like jumps all this on stage, and some guy shoots him and just falls in the crowd, and the crowd's like fucking holding him up in the air, and they're partying, and then they don't realize that he's like dead. But it was a sick scene with Rammstein.
Yeah.
You find out that what he had on him was a kind of like, I don't know, was it not a key code, but it was like a recipe or something for the weapon, right?
Yeah.
That's called Ahab, which we learned later on. And their game is called Anarchy 99. Basically, they are a bunch of former Russian military men who served in 99, and I believe that they end up leaving the war in 1999 because they didn't agree with the politics that was going on. It wasn't their politics that they were fighting over, it was someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of like, well, we do whatever the fuck we want, basically.
Yeah.
This is the third agent that was killed. And Gibbons, who is played by Samuel Jackson, and everyone else is like, well, let's just send another agent. And Gibbons is like, well, we gotta fucking do something else. We can't keep sending people in.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of reminded me of the Stone Cold movie.
Condemned?
Yeah. Where it's like they sent, Condemned, when they sent in like criminals to do stuff for them. So you don't see who they pick, but you see Vin Diesel's like face, like in the people that like, go by. It's basically criminals and stuff who, you know, this is their job. They just do stupid shit.
Yep.
And we meet Xander Cage. He's pretending to be a valet at some bar hotel, and some guy gives him the keys, and it's like a rich asshole is like, he's like, can you understand English? Like, I know you just came to this country or something like that. And he's like, make sure you park my car in the shade. I don't want the sun to like, what's he say? Not rust it, like, but
fade the paint.
Yeah, fade the paint. It's like, that makes no sense at all.
First of all, Vin Diesel is white as fuck. Like,
yeah.
Why would you assume he wasn't speaking English?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was treating him like he was a like immigrant.
Yeah. So he takes the car and just like does a burnout, and the guy's like, what the fuck? Who is that? Like, get him. Calls the cops, and Xander's like going down the, I don't know, he pulls off, cops are chasing him, he like pulls off to the side, and like there's this van with all these people in it. They do something to his car, and I was like, the fuck is that? Are they doing? There's like a giant ass camera like on the front of the car, and he's like going down the highway like live streaming, but like not really live streaming, because like I don't know how much of the internet was like capable of doing that, like
Yeah,
from
like, I don't think YouTube was around back then.
no,
I don't know what he'd be streaming it to.
but like I would love to see a remake of this movie like today with actual like technology and stuff.
Like if they filmed it, what was that horror movie that we did? Starts with an S. And he live streams. He's like an Uber driver or something. Fuck. But if they did something like that, that'd be kind of cool.
So he's basically saying how this why he's doing stealing the car from this rich guy, and yeah, he's trying to put awareness out there, I guess, right?
Yeah, because this guy, he's a senator, right? He's a California senator. And his whole campaign is to ban all video games and music, like controversial music, shit like that. I love it. He's a moral of the story, dick. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, some of the lines in this movie were so fucking ridiculous. Oh man. So he's like going down this bridge, and all of a sudden you see this fucking ramp on the side of the bridge, like going off it, and it's like, what the fuck? And then it's like a cameraman there, and he just like flies off the fucking bridge, and like he's strapped into like a backpack with like a parachute, obviously, and you just see like the car flying, and Vin Diesel's like just fucking in the air, and then the guys are like, okay, pull the parachute. He like pulls the parachute, but it's kind of weird because when he's like coming from the landing, like it is clearly CGI like behind him.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, sick soundtrack in this movie,
Oh,
like
man, the music's so good.
it is. So he's at a party basically that is like celebrating what he did, stuff like this. Is it Yelena that's at this party at the start, or is it a different girl? She's talking to Eve.
I think it's a different girl.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because there's no reason why she would be in there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because he's still in America.
So they're having the party, and all of a sudden the cops come in, he gets invaded, and Xander gets shot, but it's a sleeping dart. Which goes into the next scene. He just wakes up at the diner. And I love this scene. It's so good. He wakes up in the diner, and like it does kind of seem this like a setup, like now that you think about it. So he just like wakes up, and the diner lady is like, oh, two guys just dropped you off, told me to look after you or something like that. And then she's like shaking. He notices she's wearing like high heels, but like she's a heavy set woman, so like definitely wouldn't be able to walk in those heels for very long, right?
Yeah, not all day, like a whole 8-hour shift.
Yeah, and she's like shaking, pouring the coffee, and he's like, are you okay? And he's like, and she like points over the guy next to him. It's like some trucker guy, and looks angry, and then like lifts up his cup, and it says like 911. And then the guy just pulls a shotgun or a gun or something like that, holds him up, and another like small guy from the corner gets up, and like the guy that gets up from the corner, like just like this small skinny guy, who definitely would not be a part of this. And there just takes the fucking shotgun, like headbutts him in the head, breaks his nose, and smashes the other guy like into the fucking coffee pot. And
Yeah.
then
It's a good
Gibbons,
scene.
yeah, it is. And then Gibbons gets up and basically says, "Hey, you passed the test." And Xander like explains to him like, so this is all like fake because you know this and this wouldn't happen, like the actors you have here that did a shitty job. And he's like, I knew it the whole time.
Yeah, he mentioned the waitress like you did, and then the skinnier guy, he looks like a stockbroker, but he's reading the Financial Times on a Sunday, and he's like, that just doesn't make any sense. And I'm just like, you're kind of cluing into some pretty random things, but
Now he's getting loaded onto a airplane with some other convicts who I'm guessing is, at first I thought they were like, maybe this is true, but they were other guys who are like who passed the first test or going to the second one to see if they'll be the guy for Gibbons.
That's kind of what I got.
So they're on this plane and they're all like strapped in. There's like maybe four or five of them maybe. And then like the military men are on there, like they go to this like latch or whatever, and he's about to pull it, and like the one of the military guys like, "All right, guys, have fun." And the one guy's like, "I don't want to do this shit. Get me out of here." And then like Xander is just like in the most straight face, "I live for this shit." Like, oh man. So now he wakes up. Oh no, they get down to this kind of field, and the one guy like starts taking like these plants and stuff, and then like this military gang like pop up with all these trucks and machine guns and take them hostage. And Xander like tied up, hanging from like a barn, and a couple other guys that are there, and Danny Trejo comes in, and he's like has a machete, and like it seems like it's a setup because of the way he's acting. Xander is like making fun of him and stuff like this, and the other guys are laughing, and then Danny Trejo like pulls up a machete with blood on it and like holds it up to him. He's like, "Oh, I'm about to cut your fucking nose off." And then Xander is like, "Actually, it smells like real blood." And then he realizes that it's like not a setup, it's like legit thing. And then just breaks the fuck out of there.
Kicks the shit out of everybody.
And then the Colombian army shows up and kills everyone pretty much except for Xander. And I think he ends up saving one of the other guys that was there.
Because he kind of like befriends one of the guys.
But there's lots of explosions, like ton of explosions. And this movie was filled with so many fucking unbelievable, like that is literally impossible to do that. So the one here, like I laugh so fucking hard. Xander is like on a dirt bike, like riding away, and there's a guy chasing after him, I think, or a helicopter is chasing after him. And there's all these like these barbed wire fence, like in this enclosed area. So it's like, okay, you can't get out. And then Xander like looks up at the end of the fence and sees like a gap in between the barbed wire. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, what the fuck is he gonna do? And he just like goes speeding up and jumps in midair. Like there's no ramp. It just he jumps up with the dirt bike like 20 feet.
Like a bunny hop on a BMX.
Yeah, it was like, okay, that's just ridiculous.
Just goes to show how strong Vin Diesel is. He can bunny hop a dirt bike. But yeah, it's like this movie, like it's almost like Rob Cohen just had a dream and it was just like the most ridiculous action sequences that he could possibly fathom in this dream, and he just like threw it all into this movie.
So Gibbons, everyone shows up, and Xander is like freaking out. He's like, "What the fuck was that? Like, you could have gotten us killed." And then some guy comes in, I forget what his name is, but he's basically, "Yeah, it was my idea to send you in as a decoy." And then Xander just like fucking headbutts him and breaks his nose. Was good. So Xander pretty much gets a job. He gets hired by Gibbons to go into to infiltrate this Anarchy 99 club. He is in the Czech Republic right now working for the police. What's his name? I wrote it down. I forget what his name is. But anyway, he's working with a secret police officer. So they go to this club, and I love this scene with Xander and this cop, because the cop's like, "Okay, we're gonna infiltrate this, we're gonna do this, and blah blah blah." And then they're in this bar, and Xander asks him, like, "Okay, where's Anarchy 99? Like, what is that?" And he's like, "See the room back there, the guy with the long hair? Well, he's the leader of Anarchy 99." Xander just like, and the guy's like still talking to himself, but he thinks he's talking to Xander. And Xander just is like gone. And he looks up, and Xander is like goes to this room, and there's like two fucking huge guys, and he just goes right in there and he's like, well, I just want to let you know there's a cop over there. And
So good.
they're
He's like,
like,
I guess you guys don't have great security or something like that. You just like cops
yeah.
running around in your club.
Yeah, and so Yorgi is the main villain here, and he says, all right, if you're lying, then like I'm gonna fucking kill you. And so he's like, yeah, see that guy over there with the bar? And the cop like looks over, and the two big guys go get Yorgi and they bring him in. And Yorgi's like, no, I'm not a cop, I'm just a, I don't know, car salesman or something like that. And then Xander reaches into his pocket, gets his fucking badge. He's like, oh, I guess you forgot about this. Just rats him out. But he did the smart thing, right? Because he needs to infiltrate them.
Oh yeah,
And that's how you do it.
because like instantly they're like, you know what, I kind of like you.
And then they recognize him, right? Because the two big guys, I think one of them says, like, oh, aren't you're fucking Xander Cage. You're the criminal, the athlete guy, right? So immediately there's that connection with them because he's like this criminal from the States, you know. I love the line that Xander says. There's like one of the big guys standing like right next to him, and Xander is like, is this guy gonna fucking hump my leg? Or so Xander tells Yorgi that he wants cars. This is how he's getting into the game. He wants to buy cars off of Yorgi. And then the next day, Xander goes to Gibbons and or calls him or sends him something. He's like, here you go. And Gibbons like prints up like info on all of the guys, like their birthday, the fucking year they graduated, their favorite food. Gibbons is like, how the fuck did you get this? He's like, I even got their social insurance number or something like that. Or, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand how he got all that shit.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, because he tells him that he wants 10 cars, like 10 exotic cars, like
Yeah.
Ferraris and Porsches and shit. And Yorgi's like, ah, oh, it's only like 1.5 million. Like, this is nothing to me. Like this isn't worth anything. Like, what do you
Yeah.
care? And then Xander was like, yeah, these 10 cars are going to open up and it's going to be even more. But we need to
Yeah.
make sure that you're legit, basically.
So Xander is back at the headquarters. He meets a agent Shavers, who is like a tech guy kind of thing. Shows him all these absolutely ridiculous fucking gadgets. Like I thought I was like in fucking Austin Powers or something like that. There's like this revolver, which is like massive. It's huge. Like, how do you even carry that thing around? Like, it's got like a big case that's like the size of a laptop with all these different bullets and darts in it. It's like one is like the trank bullet or whatever. There's forget what else there is. There's like one that it feels like a bullet, but it like sprays like basically like fake blood. And there's
Yeah, it makes it look
actual,
like you killed somebody.
then there's actual like bullets as well you can use. And then there's the Eagle Eyes binoculars, which are the most absurd thing ever.
I tried to order a pair of these in every comic book that I ever bought as a kid. Remember the
That's
old
hilarious.
X-ray glasses that they had?
Yeah,
Like, I
yeah,
want a pair of these.
yeah. But these are so ridiculous. He like looks through them, and he is that like a she's like a shooting range of like some female agent like shooting, and it's like her skeleton. And then he changes again, and you can see her like in her bra and bikini, and it's ridiculous. There's like a remote bomb that looks like a band-aid, basically. That just like sticks on, and you detonate a bomb. So the next scene, Xander is back with Yorgi. They're getting the actual cars at this scene, and then they're like in this kind of warehouse, and then the cop is like up on the roof. And somehow breaks the entire roof.
It's so funny.
Like the whole, it's like all
It's
like glass panes.
just
And then just all like tits down. Like, I don't even know how, but.
Because he's trying to clean off a spot because it's like a really dirty
Oh,
window.
okay.
So he's just
Yeah.
trying to clean off a spot and the whole fucking thing comes crashing down.
So Yorgi sees the cop, obviously, and he pulls the gun on Xander. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, I knew you were a part of this. Like, this is your fucking guy. And Xander's like, no, this is not my fucking guy. I don't know who he is. He's your fucking guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, let's go get him together. And then they get in the car. Yeah.
I love how this exchange happens because, like, just the way that Xander handles everything, he made it seem like he had absolutely no idea who this guy was. And, like, he's pinning it on him. And, like, the only way that they could solve this was to just go and kill him together. I think it was, yeah, it was executed so well.
So they're chasing after the cop and they drive by and Xander shoots him with a revolver, which I had assumed that it was just a sleep dart he shot him with or one of the darts.
He shot him with the one that looks like a blood spray.
So they're like pull over to the side and then Yelena drives by and like this is like the slow-mo thing where she's like looking at Xander. So like you kind of know that she is probably a good person. So they're at a party. This is where he explains what the Anarchy 99 is. And he gives Yelena to Xander for the night. And she's like not talking to him at all. He's trying to figure it out. And he's like, so are you like his girl? And she's like, yeah, but I could be your girl too if you pay me enough like he does. So then they have sex together. So yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
No, they kiss, and she's like, "Did you like that?" And he goes, "Yeah." She's like, "Good, because it'll never fucking happen again."
Oh,
Then
so he
she
had sex.
walked out.
Then
He
he
had sex with,
got
oh, yeah, there was
with a
another
different
random
girl.
girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Yorgi had another girl up in his room for him.
Oh, okay. So the next day, Xander is in like kind of the surveillance room where all like the cameras are, and then Yelena walks in and she starts taking photos of this safe. And Xander is like, hey, what are you doing in here? And she's like, oh, I thought this picture could get a lot of money or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that doesn't make any sense, you know? And then like she pulls guns on him and they have like this fucking weird exchange and has some like weird cheesy pickup lines and she's like behind him or in front of him. She's like, what are you gonna do to me now? And he's like, take you out to lunch. It's like, what? And then they go to lunch together.
Yeah.
So they're at lunch. Meanwhile, Yorgi gets a phone call from someone, giving him info about Xander, who I assume was the cop.
Yeah.
Because later in the movie, whenever Xander kills the cop or Yelena kills the cop says that he switched sides, right?
Yeah.
So, then they go back to Xander and her, and he's telling her about himself, and she doesn't believe him. But he knows that she's like she wants to get out of there. She wants to move on to a better life. He says like I can help you, and then she like gets a call and. Kirill's like out front. They know that Xander is working for someone else, and then they escape from this place.
This is a
And
sick
then
scene too.
it was, except for the fucking Xander has this like serving tray.
I thought it was great.
It was great. It was just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So as a serving tray, and he like. Flex it into the sniper and makes the guy miss, and he's like running away. And Xander comes up to like these steps, and like it wasn't even like it was like a full flight of stairs, it was
Yeah.
like 10 steps, which you could have easily just like ran down or just jumped. But no,
Wouldn't it looked as good?
yeah, I mean, he's a extreme sports guy, so he has to jump up in slow-mo and grind the serving tray down the rail.
It board slides this thing.
It's ridiculous.
So good.
But then Xander gets captured again. But you find out that it was actually Gibbons that caught him. And Gibbons is sending him home because he's finished his job. Well, he didn't finish it because he's been exposed, so he's not needed anymore. But Xander tells him that he wants to get Lena. Is it Lena or Yelena? I don't know.
Yelena.
Yelena out.
Yeah, because he says to Gibbons, he's like, well, there's a complication, like there's a girl. And then Gibbons is like, oh, there's always a girl. And then yeah, Xander basically tells him to go fuck himself.
So now he's at Yorgi's place. It's at nighttime. It's at his like mansion kind of thing. Xander sneaking in. He's putting the bombs on all the dirt bikes. And then we see Yelena with Yorgi and Kirill, I think. They go up to this door, and he tells Yelena, like, once you go through this door, like, you're in. Like, are you sure you want to continue on? And she's like, yep. He's like, okay, you're with us till the end then. And they go down in here. It's basically this big ass bunker. And this is where the movie kind of lost me. I don't know. I feel like they had no idea what the fuck to write for this story and just kind of pieced stuff together because, like, it doesn't really make sense to me. So basically, it has this giant submarine, but it's not a submarine because it doesn't go under the water. It just.
I think it can do both.
Okay.
Because it does have like the propellers that like would be for a sub on the
But
back of it.
because this was kind of like the whole like you know the Death Star, how they build a Death Star, and there's like, oh, but there's one little thing. If you put a bullet in here, the whole thing will explode. Well, the thing to detonator to like stop this bomb from happening is to bring it deep underwater.
Yeah, that's
So,
true, actually.
you know, but there's like this canister of like this liquid, and there's like this whole team of like scientists, and they finished it. They like cracked the case, they got this working. And then Yorgi just comes in with Yelena and a couple of the big guys and grabs the detonator, and they're like, here it is. They're popping champagne. And then Yorgi just goes behind these glass doors, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? They're like celebrating. He like flips a switch, and then like stuff starts happening. Guys are like freaking out a bit, and they're like, oh, Yorgi, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. Hit another button, and then they start freaking out, and you're like, what are you doing? Like, you're gonna kill us. And I didn't get that. Like, you kill the people who made this thing. They're the only ones who know how to use it or to make it. Like, I don't know.
But he doesn't need any more. He's got all that he needs, right?
But if something happens, how does he know to troubleshoot it? You know?
I don't know. First of all, he's got to test the product,
Yeah.
make sure it works.
True.
Second, he's already got the product, so he doesn't need them anymore. And third,
Yeah.
he's getting rid of all the witnesses.
Yeah.
That was my thought process, anyways.
No, that does is what he says to Yelena, because she's like crying basically, right? Because he kills like 30 people. Meanwhile, Xander's in there looking through the fucking binoculars, and he's like almost crying. He's like, oh.
Surprised you didn't focus in on Yelena.
Yeah, I know, right? Someone sounds the alarm. Xander gets chased outside by a motorcycle on the one of the dirt bikes. He's being chased by one of the big guys, and there's like a fucking barrier that's going up to like block the door, but of course he like goes up and over the wall. And then I love this. The big guy like goes up and over and is like slow-mo, and he sees Xander down there, and he has like the detonator and just fucking detonates all the fucking bikes. That was also the most cheesy name for a weapon, I think, ever. Silent Night.
Silent Night, yeah.
So Xander's back at his apartment. Oh, the guy's name is Sova, the cop.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's sitting in the apartment, and Xander has a gun on him, and Xander's like kind of like joking with him, like, "Hey, I'm on your side. Like, I helped you. I didn't kill you." Like, and he's like, "Well, you push my buttons, I decide to switch sides." And then out of nowhere, he gets shot like through the door. And it was Yelena that was out there. So you learn that Yelena was undercover for 2 years, and she also has her two guys there who are known as the Ivans.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
What's your name? Oh, what's he say?
Yeah, he's at the beginning. He's like, "What's your name?" "Ivan." "And what's your name, buddy?" "Ivan." So now Xander is on a mission to, I believe, get the not the detonator, the hard drive for this weapon. And it is, of course, in a giant mountain.
Of course.
You know, you gotta throw some other sports in there, right? So what happens? He's in a helicopter or whatever, and with a snowboard on him and jumps at the helicopter, and we get like a 6 minute scene of just Vin Diesel snowboarding down a mountain.
I love the air quotations.
It was a sick scene though.
Was.
There's like a tower of like all these henchmen, and they jump on these snowmobiles, and then Xander like stops and puts something down, and then he like jumps off this cliff. There's a big explosion behind him, and then an avalanche starts. And I love the snowmobilers like driving up, and like the main guy like sees the avalanche. He just fucking turns it around and goes back the other way.
I love at no point in this movie do we ever hear talk of this mountain. We see this mountain, nothing until this scene right now.
And there's absolutely no way that he would be able to outrun that avalanche.
No. It's right on his ass. It would have been
Because
catching him for sure.
snowmobiles, I mean, if you're going fast on a snowboard, I don't know.
There's no way a snowmobile is not going faster than a guy on a snowboard.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. But Xander ends up getting caught by Yorgi. They're in this kind of bunker with Yelena. Yorgi knew about Yelena the whole time and knew about Xander pretty much the whole time too. He takes the hard drives and leaves. And then there's like a shootout between Yelena, Xander, and the guys. So Xander has a hard drive to start the weapon, which is named Ahab, which he's going to send down the river to one of the big cities and detonate these three missiles basically on 10 cities, I think he's trying to kill or blow up or whatever.
I love this shootout too, because Yelena like pushes like these buttons on a painting and it drops down this big wall and it's all these guns and she's like, take your pick. And he does. And then these guys break through the door and Xander goes to shoot them and his gun's not working and she just fucking blasts all these guys. And she comes over to him. She's like, it helps if you take the safety off. And I'm just like, hell yeah.
So they're on their way to stop this from happening. They know that the only way to stop this from happening is that Xander has to get on the actual submarine.
Yeah, of course.
And meanwhile, Gibbons is on his way, and he basically says, "We want this thing to go off. Like, it's better to kill one city than kill 10 cities," based on what he's saying. So they're chasing after this submarine. I didn't know what happened to Yorgi.
Like, how does he die?
I don't think I saw him die.
He's on a boat, and I don't remember exactly how it happens, but he just drives into the side of this cliff
Oh.
on the boat, and it blows up.
Was just thinking that. I was like, I don't even remember seeing Yorgi die. Like,
Yeah, he dies while Xander and Yelena are going after the Ahab.
Okay. So they're chasing after this. They end up like switching seats. Yelena is going to start driving, and Xander has like they rip the roof off the car, and Xander has like this fucking javelin type thing, and they like get on the bridge and go across, and then Xander ends up shooting the car or the boat. And he like zip lines over to the not zip lines. He has a parachute,
Yeah, like parasails.
and of course it's an American flag, you know.
Of course.
So he's up on it, and the submarine's about to go under this bridge, and he like lets go of his parachute, and it he like falls down onto the submarine. And I love Vin Diesel's facial like faces he makes in this movie.
Yeah.
Because when he's on this submarine, he looks like he has no idea what the fuck he's doing.
Vin Diesel is not a great actor at all.
No.
I mean, I like a lot of his movies, but as an actor, he's definitely not great.
It's a great voice actor.
That is true. He does have a great
Actors.
voice. Yeah.
But like the three missiles like pop up, and he's just like looking like, what? I don't know what to do. And then he like ends up taking out one of the missiles and like putting it upside down into like the holder. And like the boat is like getting closer to the bridge, and Gibbons is on top of it, and like there's these two jets that come in and like shoot the submarine, explode it. And then like at the last minute, like he pulls this something that makes the submarine go down into the
Yeah.
water. And then it explodes and saves the day.
Worse.
Gibbons calls off the jets at the last second. Oh yeah. How could I forget about this amazing line? Before he pulls the thing, welcome.
Can't even get
Can't even say
it
it. Welcome to the Xander Zone.
out.
Sometime later, he's in Bora Bora with Yelena. And Gibbons calls him. He's like, hey, you passed the test. Basically going on another adventure.
Yeah.
And I didn't know there was a sequel.
There's two sequels.
I thought the sequel, for some reason, I thought it was Exhibit for some reason, but it's actually Ice Cube that plays Xander Cage.
I thought it was Exhibit too. So you're not
Yeah.
alone there.
Okay. And I saw like Triple X, whatever the second one is. I was like, oh, there is this one of Vin Diesel. So I was like, because at the end of this movie, it's like, okay, go on another adventure. I was like, well, you didn't because he didn't come back for the franchise, but then I guess he did.
Yeah, there was the Return of Xander Cage, but I haven't watched that one yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think so anyways. I've seen the sequel with Ice Cube, but that was a long time ago too.
That's it. Then we get some absolutely ridiculous CGI filled post credits or
Yeah.
credits. That's it.
That's it.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's the way the bullets fly.
All right, that works. There's no blood in this one. All right. How did you rate this movie?
Oh man, I gave it a 2 out of 5. It's a semi fun movie. Yes, the set pieces are absolutely ridiculous. The dialogue is cheesy and terrible, and Vin Diesel's a terrible actor, but kind of makes it good in a way. But also, I don't know, the story wasn't good. The characters I didn't like at all. The acting was not great. The action was like fine. It just kind of like felt like a bunch of cut edited together pieces of just some stuntman just doing stunts.
Yeah.
The soundtrack was awesome. Yeah, I thought kind of Samuel Jackson was kind of maybe not miscast, but like I feel like he didn't bring anything to the movie.
He's borderline typecasted at this point.
Yeah.
Cause like he did this. No, I don't want to say he's typecasted because he's got some very different roles, but like he did this, and then he did like at the end of Split, it was a similar thing, like in the diner,
Oh, yeah.
and then he's got like the Avengers where he's Nick Frost, and like it all just seems like the same character to me.
Nick Fury.
What did
Nick Frost, too.
I say? Yeah, Nick Fury is what I meant. I'm halfway through this bottle of Swordilege now. Yeah, Nick Fury is what I meant. But like, it seems like the same character in every movie. But yeah.
Yeah. So 2 out of 5 for me.
All right.
Probably won't watch this movie again unless
Ah.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. It's also long. It's too
It is
long.
long. It is long.
It's over 2 hours long, and it's like, yeah. What would you?
I gave it a 3 out of 5. A lot of it is nostalgia based, but I'm just going to read you my review on Letterboxd because that just kind of covers everything that I feel about it. I said I gave it an extra 0.5 of a star for the Rammstein concert.
Fair.
And I said, look, I know this movie is laughable for about 70% of its runtime, but Xander Cage was my idol when this movie first came out. I thought he's the coolest motherfucker ever. Keep in mind, I was only 13 when this movie came out, but I thought he was great. if you can look past Vin Diesel's awful acting, some pretty brutal dad joke type one-liners, and a ridiculous plot, then this movie is actually a pretty fun watch. But I do think it's about 20 minutes too long. So, yeah, it's been a long time since I've watched this movie, but I grew up watching it. I grew up loving it. So it's got a lot of nostalgia factor for me. I absolutely did not forget that this movie existed like you did, but I don't know. I just think it's a fun movie. But yeah, like if this was like a an hour 40 runtime, I think it'd be a lot better. Anyways, all right, you guys know scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: it has an endearing lack of seriousness, and Vin Diesel has more than enough muscle for the starring role, but ultimately, Triple X is a missed opportunity to breathe new life into the spy thriller genre. So, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
Like a 41.
I thought you were going to hit it. 48%.
Ah.
That's on 180 reviews and an average score of 5.6 out of 10. The audience score is a 58% on 250,000 ratings and an average score of 3.5. 3.4 out of 5 or a 6.8 out of 10. So, what's Letterboxd have for
Letterboxed, sorry. Someone did it there for a
it?
sec.
I saw that.
Letterboxd has a 2.5 out of 5. Our buddy Alan gave it a 2 out of 5. Don't know if anyone else. That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
All right. I think anywhere from like a 2 to a 3 is a fair score for this movie. Like, it's not great
Yeah.
at all. I wouldn't expect anyone to think it's great, but I think it's fun enough. All right, it's time for our
cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
They're ridiculous, but I'll say a 7 out of 10
Okay.
because it is still a stunt man doing it. Like,
Yep.
obviously the avalanche was CGI, but like, still some cool stuff. So 7 out of 10. Favorite stunt? I'll go with I'll go with him flying the car off the bridge at the start.
Okay.
Because you also do get all the cameos at once from all the extreme sports athletes as well. Thought that was a nice touch. I didn't expect that,
Yeah, it's
honestly.
cool.
So, yeah. And stunt I would like to try. That would be rail sliding with a food tray.
Nice. All right. That works. My stunt rating, I also gave it a 7 out of 10. Like you said, a lot of the shit in this movie is absolutely ridiculous. But it is still somebody doing it. So it's, I don't know. It was a very action-packed, although not realistic type stunt movie, but I don't know. It's still fun to watch a lot. My favorite stunt is your stunt that you would want to try. I was gonna say the car jump at the beginning, but I'll switch it to the board slide down the rail. Just because it was so fucking out of left field. It was like unnecessary, but I was like, that's fucking cool. Stunt I would want to try. I said I can't snowboard worth a shit, but I think it'd be fun to jump out of a helicopter onto a mountain. So I don't know. Like you see this in movies often, and it's like, ah, that would be so much fun if I could actually do it. Those are my picks.
Very good, very good.
All right, you pre-warned me that your pick is going to be very long for our next episode, so lay it on me.
Alrighty, so we will be talking about Michael Mann's epic cop drama Heat from
Nice.
1995.
Nice. This movie's so good. I forgot that this movie is 3 hours long. But it's a great movie regardless.
It is,
If I remember correctly, it's one of those movies that's not like you don't feel like it's 3 hours long.
No.
Spare first Pacino movie.
And De Niro, I think.
That's right. Yes, it will be.
Yep.
Yeah. Sweet. I'm excited for that.
Me too.
All right, cool. Well, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at Podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Check out our previous episodes. We have some fun ones, I think. What was our last one? Oh, Fistful of Dollars. That was our last one. But yeah, we're getting a decent catalog. We have some fun movies out there. So make sure you check us out. Obviously, we also have our horror podcast called The Podcast on Elm Street. Check out some of those episodes and give us a like, give us a follow. If you want to chat us up, send us a DM. We're all about the slides into the DMs. And come back in 2 weeks to hear us talk about Heat.
Yes, sir. Alrighty, guys. Talk to you in a couple weeks.